I'm gonna run out of battery. Okay. So we saw the two nisyonos of Chasam Sefer explains the two nisyonos that took place in Klal Yisrael before Yetzias Mitzrayim. 80% of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw wouldn't withstand those two nisyonos, and therefore they died during Makas Choshech, Mutav Yom Zakai, Ba'al Tamuz Chai. Wasn't an Einash, it was a preventative measure based on the Chiddush of whatever the Chiddush of Mutav Yom Zakai is, whatever that's about, that's not a subject, but that's what Hashem did. The Chasam Sofer warned his family and his descendants and us that those two Nisonos are going to happen again before we go out of this Golus. In the same way we went out of that Golus, we're going to have to go to this Golus. You're going to have to go through those same two Nisonos. Therefore, we have to understand them and see how they relate to today. The two Nisonos were not to take from the possessions of the Mitzrim when they had the opportunity and every right to. The only thing that stopped them was HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't. We'll call that honest panosa, as opposed to koichem ra'itzi yodin panosa. And the second sign was not to look outside when things were happening. Not to look outside. Doesn't mean not to know what's going on outside, but not to look outside, to see what's happening, to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to know what's going on outside. How do you know that you need to know what's going on outside? Is if you found out about it, you need to know about it. If you sit 4 hours on the news every day, that doesn't mean anything. Because that's why you know about it. I'm talking about someone who doesn't have news and he doesn't look at the news and he finds out about an earthquake in Turkey. He needs to know about that. Because that's a Midrash Mufuresh. We discussed that once, you know. Mm-hmm. Hashem looks at the world and he sees people going to the Bate Triot or whatever. The theaters and the entertainment, and they're involved in all sorts of things that Hashem says, I didn't create my world for that. So he wants to destroy the world. The Midrash explaining what earthquakes are. The Midrash, don't ask me what it is now, I forgot, but I could look it up and tell you. What are tsunamis and earthquakes? Hashem wants to destroy the world. And then he sees a yid going to the base Midrash to learn Torah, and another yid going to another shul to say Shema. He says, okay, I won't destroy the world. But he wanted to, so he has an earthquake. So who's the earthquake in Turkey for? For us. For us. Hashem wanted to destroy the world. He didn't. So he made an earthquake. Why didn't he? Because there's people going to the Batu Midrashim. But you found out about it. How did you find out about it? I don't know. I heard about it. So then you need to know about it. What you don't need to know about, you don't have to go look for. You don't have to understand. We don't need to know. But things like that, we need to know about. Otherwise, what's the point of having them? If there was a flood in the Mississippi Delta and the Chofetz Chaim found out about it and he declared a fast in Radin. I don't think it was 2 weeks late. You were 2 weeks late. It could have been months. I don't know how long it took news in those days to get from the Mississippi Delta to Radin. I don't know how quick the internet connection was in those days. It probably wasn't 5G. It was probably, you know, they used slower means of communication. I don't know how long it was, whenever it was. The flooding of the Delta, a couple of goyim don't have houses anymore. My Yeshua life fast in Radin. Why? Just because it's to do with me. So we're not saying, yeah, we're not suggesting the Chassid says, not suggesting, you know, person needs to know what's going on in the world in order to daven. More than that, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says we need to learn Torah from what's going on in the world. Person is able to look at the world and learn Torah. Same as you can look in the Torah and see the world, you can look in the world and see the Torah. You just have to know how to do that. I asked Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal, why do I need to learn Torah? Why can't I look at the world and learn Torah from the world like Avraham Avinu did? Much nicer sitting on a mountain somewhere looking at the world than sitting at a best midrash learning the modern. So he smiled with his smile and he said to me, because if you would learn Torah from the world, you'd think you were descended from a monkey. He said, you have to learn Torah to learn how to learn Torah from the world. He said, when you've learned how to learn Torah, then you can go and learn Torah from the world. But you right now don't know how to learn Torah. So you'll think that you descended from a monkey. Beautiful. I burst out laughing. It's cool. He was right. If you don't know how to look at the world, you could come to the wrong conclusions. Anyway. So no one's suggesting that a person should be completely oblivious and not know what's going on in the world. Well, are we looking for it? Are we after it? Are we rodeffing the news? That's the question. Okay. So there's no room for koichavetz and yadi, and there's no room for what will be and then it's like, no, person, he's walking with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Imunah, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Those we said were the two nishainas that we're going to have to deal with, and today we know what that nishain looks like. The inquisitiveness, to find out what's going on everywhere, and what will be, and how will be, and what's gonna be with the elections in Indonesia, and who said this, and who said what, and people are mamash experts today on everything and nothing. Yeah. Chat shows, everybody phones up and has an opinion, because everyone's entitled to an opinion. Is that true? It's very politically incorrect, but no, you're not entitled to an opinion about things you don't know. If they would phone you up, Rob David, and tell you they're building a new bridge across the Hudson River, and they need you to tell them how much concrete and steel, what are the ratios you need. You tell them what? You've got the wrong number. Yeah. You ask, where's the Hudson River? When you know things about, you qualify about to know, and you feel that you want to share your opinion, why not? But if you're not qualified to have an opinion, why are you entitled to an opinion? You'd ask me my opinion on most things going on in the world, I'll tell you, please. I don't know. What's wrong with saying I don't know? No, so you'll have an opinion anyway, because everyone's entitled to an opinion. Was everyone entitled to an opinion? Am I entitled to an opinion about how to do brain surgery on some poor guy lying on the table there? No, because I wouldn't want someone like me to have an opinion on my brain surgery either. But there's a thing out there today that everyone's entitled to an opinion, and to say to somebody you don't know what you're talking about because you're not entitled to an opinion is very not correct today.
It's test to go farther than that. All like social media.
Everything, all of that. Yeah. Yeah. We have to take everything. Yeah, because you need everybody to know what's going on in your life, and you need to know what's going on in everybody else's life. It comes all the way down to the microcosm. The media.
All of it.
You're outside yourself. You're not in the cheder yichud with the Kodesh Baruch anymore. You're outside yourself. We have to learn that sugya properly. That's a fascinating sugya. It has to do with Yosef and his test with Eishes Potiphar. The window where he saw Yaakov. That's the whole sugya of social media. We need to look at that one day. Remind me. We have to start on time, though, because it's a long sugya and we have to get through it properly. The sugya of loneliness as opposed to being alone. We discussed it here. We've touched on it a little bit. We need to learn that sugya. That's very important here, by the way. That window that people go to when they're lonely, that's a sugi we need to understand. Yeah. Because really, Yosef could have seen Yaakov's vision anyway. He was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, yeah? And he saw a vision of Yaakov in the window. It could have been anyway. Why dafk in a window? Maybe there's a remes to windows. I don't know. There's more than that. Maybe that was the only reason they had a window. Yeah. Yeah. But we see by Avram already they had windows because by Yitzchak, by Noah, and by Avimelech saw through the window. They saw Yitzchak through the window, whatever. So this seems they had windows then as well. But you know, understand what a window is. All right, so let's go right. Kuf Nun. Huh? Mipi Seifrim Vesvarim, the Maral in Chidusha Goddess Sanhedrin. Noida ki oime kapshat befirush hakosav oime shamashiach yobu onu v'reichev alachomor. We know that Mashiach is going to come reichev oni, reichev al chamor. He's going to be a poor man riding on a donkey. Kavanoso hi, what does that mean? An oni reichev al chamor? Then he will be riding on chonrios, pure physicality. Mashiach will come when the entire world around us will be up to their noses in a sea of physicality. And us, because of the koyach of sumeira, not so much the koyach of oise toiv, but the koyach of sumeira, and detaching oneself from the choymriyos, Navias Mashiach Tzidkeinu will bring Mashiach Tzidkeinu. So let's see what this is all about. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Chesam Advais, Amo Ula. Yesi velo achminai. Let him come and let me not meet him. V'chein oimer rabba. Yesi velo ichminai. Let him come and let me not see him. But Mashiach. Ula and Rabba both said, let Mashiach come, but I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in that generation. Rav Yosef Omer, Yesi ve'iske the issue, let him come on our merit to sit where? Betula de kufise de chamriyai. And I will sit in the shadow of the excrement of his donkey. Got it? Ula and Rava say, let him come, but let me not see it. I don't want to be there. It's going to be terribly not. We'll have to see what the problem is, but I don't want to be there. And Yosef says, no, let him come. I want to be there. And I'll merit to sit in the shadow of the excrement of his donkey. The shadow of it. We'll have to see what that is. What is the shadow of the excrement of a donkey? Okay. That's a Gemara. So this Gemara asks, please, to be explained, no? Because we don't understand anything. We understand Ula and Rava. And Rava, Ula and Rava, we understand that Mashiach come, but I don't want to be living in a generation that's going to be so detached from reality, so immersed in Gashmias. We have that problem. If you don't feel sometimes a little bit of distaste at what's going on in the world, then you're probably not, whatever.
Even that's a little bit unclear.
What? No, let him come. I don't want to live in a generation where there's no ruchnias. I want to live in a generation that's kulu kulu drowning in chaymis. It's impossible to live there. Huh? When Mashiach comes afterwards, I'll be, but I want to be in the generation that's going to greet Mashiach. That's what he's saying. Chazal chardu mevoye shel oise do shebo ye chevle Mashiach. What is going to look like? Chardu, sorry. Chazal were terrified of that generation, to be in that generation that's going to experience the birth pangs of Mashiach. Hem chordu me'amatzef haruchoni ha'yirud shebo niyeh shruim k'sheyevo Mashiach tzidkeinu. They were terrified of the spiritual situation that was going to be in the world, that was going to be around before Mashiach came. And they, we know what they were terrified of, because unless you've lost all sensitivity, what's going on in the world today should terrify us. Let him come, but I don't want to see it. So what's Rav Yosef? I understand Ula and Robert. I don't have any problems with them. They're fine. Anybody has a problem understanding Ula and Robert?
Well, yeah. Shem didn't want you alive.
No, leave Hashem out of it. No. I don't want Frumkat. Yeah. I want to talk to a human being. The matzav, the ruchnia matzav, as it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago, what the Amoraim were living with, to the disconnection we have to any sense of reality. Who wants to live in a generation like this? Lumasam Sever of Yosef. So what's Rabbi Yosef? Well, we have to understand Rabbi Yosef because he's us. Because we're living in the shadow of the excrement of the donkey. So let's see. Very important yesodia. Moridiki yesodia. This yesod can shift your entire perspective on reality. It may even help your kids a little bit as well. Lumasam Saver of Yosef, Shamnam Bechinis Ase Toiv. You're right. In the aspect of Ose Toiv, of generating Kedusha, of doing, keeping mitzvahs, Ne Yerudim Yosef Mikola Doreshev Fneinu. There's going to be on the lowest level that ever was. All the generations before us are going to be in a lower level than ever was. Ulam bedover echad tegadel maloseinu al pnei adoris hakoyim. But in one aspect, we're going to be way above any of the generations that came before. And if you accept this as reality, you'll understand we're not doing so bad. Anachnu nitzarech l'sheves b'tzei l'chomor, v'lo rak b'tzei l'chomor. We have to sit in the shadow of the donkey, not just in the shadow of the donkey, ele b'tzei glale ha'chomor b'tzei p'sulos ha'chomor. We need to live in the shadow of what's excrement, the waste matter of the donkey. Hamesameles is ha'chomor she'b'chomor, the most physical of physical of physical. That's going to be our matzah before Mashiach comes. The davka al yedei ha'iz gabrus hazu al kol inyona ha'choyme. Davka by fighting and battling with this choyme, with this nisoyin of the choymerias, ne'e miyuchodim mikol dor v'ne'e roim l'gu'ula. We'll be unique from all the generations and roi l'gu'ula. In terms of our sectoriv, you're right. You're never going to write Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You're never going to be the Vilna Goyim. But as Rav Pinkus once said, Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to walk down Times Square. He also wouldn't have been Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If they'll ask me, Rav Pinkus said, if they ask me, why weren't you as great as Rabbi Akiva Eiger? I would tell them, if he had to go through Times Square, he also wouldn't have been as great as Rabbi Akiva. That's not our greatness today. Our greatness today isn't in the kedusha we generate. It's dafke in the sumera. The Sumera called Godel, Shelozoka no Shum Dolifnainu Bakoyach Sumera Yevo Mashiach Tzidkeinu. We asked earlier, why should Mashiach come to me when he didn't come for all the previous generations who were untold times greater than we were? You can't imagine that we didn't that transverse the two doires before the Holocaust and after the Holocaust. And when you look at what they were able to attain in their youth, when you look at what the yeshivas looked like, what people knew, what people were able to achieve compared to what people, great people, could achieve afterwards, it's not even beginning to understand what we're talking about. Can't understand. There were Bochrim and New Shas Bal Peh by the time they were 13, Gemara Rashi. They played the pin game in Rashi when they were 13, 14. The 15-year-old in New Shas Bal Peh wasn't such a graceazach. They were great people. How did they do that? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was giving shiur in Grodno in Reb Shimon Shkop's yeshiva. He was 18 years old, I think. Reb Guzman was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He was in Grodno at 18. He was already saying shiur. Reb Shimon didn't give you to say shiur in his yeshiva. Give him the Shas Kulu Bavli Yerushalmi. I mean, that was poshut. How come today? I'll let you learn for 30 years today. You won't get it. A different generation with different koiches, with different needs, with different nishaynis. So we have a different Yisoyin. So when you compare yourself on the Oseh Toiv, that's Ula V'Rava. In terms of the Oseh Toiv, let him come, but I don't want to be there because I'm not going to know what to do in a generation like that. Rav Yosef says, let him come, because the Yisoyin is not going to be an Oseh Toiv. Yisoyin is going to be a Sumera Toiv. How many times a day can you say no? You may have a Bocha today. He doesn't learn so well. The biggest masmid, and he's not the biggest balkishan, and he's not the biggest tzaddik in the yeshiva, but he's one of the few ones that doesn't have an iPhone. You may say, no, I'm not having an iPhone, and all his friends have got one. That's greater than Rabbi Akiva. That's his Rabbi Akiva. That's his Vilna Goyim. That's his godless. We understand that he's saying that poor boch is going through. He doesn't want to watch a movie tonight when all the other boys are going and watching movies. So what's he doing? You find up about a shidduch, he'll tell you he's not the best boch in yeshiva. He's whatever he is. He's not a big masmid. He doesn't learn so well. Oh, you know, he davening's okay. He said, beinoni. You know the word beinoni. What do you mean? He's a god lador in Rav Yosef's world. In all of a robber's world, you're up. Beinoni. But in Rav Yosef's world, he's the god lador. He's possibly the god lador. That's what we're talking about. Ani kishlatzmi chashli pama goshuzu boifen muchshi ve'achas minisyois. Used to love telling this story, a Gavaldic story, this. But you have to be him to pick out the godless from the story. Vasholta kalai riyaba matos. He was flying somewhere, as he did often. Someone once asked me where he lived. I said on an aeroplane. You never knew where he was because he was always moving somewhere else. שלא כמתוכנן. So you have to land in an airport that wasn't planned, that dropped off in somewhere unexpected. Yeah, you're flying on a plane and they have technical problems. You've got to land somewhere in Halifax or somewhere, you know, like off the charts. Eh? Why do planes always land in Halifax? Nova Scotia, yeah, in Hamilton. Yeah, you always hear about these planes with Takala, El Al, they had to land in Halifax or something. I once had to land in Cairo once, or whatever, also because of a problem. Like a little Jewish boy on his South African passport in Cairo. Anyway, fine. אז חברת הטיסה בעדיבותה שכנע אותנו במלון סמוך למידל לילה. Of course, the airline puts you up in the hotel there in the airport. עד שתתוקו את הכל, until they fix the plane. כשנחתי לחדר הייתי עייף מאוד מהדרך הרוחה, ומהשיעורים והרצויס שמסעתי ביום הקודם. I got into my room in the hotel, I was exhausted. Imagine the flight and everything, and he'd been giving sharing the whole day before and whatever, he was exhausted. Ula, the Marotta called it, you don't want to sleep without finishing the daf, right? He wanted to finish the daf. His yavshta la kursa, he sat on the little couch there, and opened the Gemara and tried to learn, and you know what happens. Ula, my foot, achriyoti, v'lo hayiti musugal labin mila v'chitzi mila. He was exhausted, he couldn't understand nothing. Learning and they know what it's like. It's gate-pitched. וכך נדמתי לשעה קלה, slept for a while, כשיראיתי ברגע הראשון נשבע ליבי. It was broken. חשבתי לעצמי, אבא וסבא ישראל. My father and my grandparents היו אנשים שעסקו במסחר חלק מן היום. They were businessmen. They were involved in business a part of the day. ולמרות זה, כאשר שוב הם לבייס, and when they came home, יושבו למדו בחשק רב עד השול סקטנו של הלילה. They used to learn through the night, after a whole day at work. והחיברו ספרים, וחידשו חידוש התורה. They were producing unbelievable Torah works. אז בלבטים. ואילו אני, and then we saw her feeling a minute at daf yoyimi, I couldn't even learn daf yoyimi. Chalisha sadas, you feel terrible. We all know that feeling. We look at, you know, and we can't even understand the shtickle daf yoyimi. Ulam. So what are you doing in a matzav like that? You've got a bit miserable, feeling like a failure, right? Ulam, lacher regel shel machshava, igati lemeskona shone. After a bit of thought, I came to a different conclusion. His ponanti svivi. I looked around the room. Muli nitzav masach anak. On the wall was a big screen. It's a big screen on the wall. Huvrali shani yoshev mamash petzel glali achomo. And I felt mamash like I was sitting in the shade of the excrement of a donkey. Belechitzes kaftor, next to him was the remote. He said next to the couch was the remote. He didn't even have to get up. Anu alal ishkur beyam shel bidun hamagir mikol olam. I could immerse myself in all entertainment that came from all over the world. I'm not talking about chasfachila al dvarim lo yofim v'lo tzvim. Chasfachila, I'm talking about the things that are not halachically acceptable. Aval chadashot. Ari ani ayef. I mean, a bit of news. After all, I am very tired. Had a terrible day. Plane takola, whatever. And im talavad, I'm all alone in a strange, in Halifax. I'm all alone here in this terrible place, whatever. So magili ktsat shumi. But then I thought, you know what? Hashem, es adaf yoimi, es amala teire, es ase toy, the daf yoimi, the amala teire, the ase toy, shenosnu lecha avoisa, va'avas avoisa. I'm not even able to tell lecha. I can't give it to you. I'm sorry. Ani lo yochol. What my ancestors gave you, ani lo yochol tet lecha. ולם יש לי מתנה נפלא לתת לך. I can give you an awesome present. הוויסם כל צידוסכם וחסידוסם לא יוכל לתת לך. All the great tzaddikim in my past couldn't give you this present. ריבונו של עולם, את הכפתור הזה, at this remote control I'm giving you. לא היה להם, את הסומרה שיש לי. They never have to deal with the sumerah that I have to deal with. When they come home from work and came home and sat and learned, what was pulling them to go outside? What was pulling them to close their Gemara? Nothing. What were they going to do? Go hang out in the pub with the Polish peasants? There was a game that they wanted to watch. There was what was there to distract them? You learnt until the candles went out and went to bed. What else was there? What was the nisoyin? Was it in nisoyin? Not saying not. Didn't say they have nisoyin. There were other problems they had. But they didn't have this one button with push of a button. And you're entitled to it because after all, you know, you had a rough day and things are going the way you are. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not talking about watching a movie. I'm talking about just a bit of news, a bit of, you know, a talk show about, you know, the local business news. My boy, I was there. A baseball game. Why anyone would want to watch baseball is a mystery to me. But anyway. Cricket, I understand, but baseball. Lo hayalehem et asumera sheyesh li rakani yocholatet lecha es ma shelo nosnu lecha avosenim v'senim kedoshim. I can give you something that all the greats weren't able to give you. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to walk through Times Square. I can give you that he can't. That's the whole, you saw, that's the whole story, Rabbi Yisrael, this Gemara in Sanhedrin. And if you start thinking like this and you start looking at yourself and the people around you like this, your perspective will change. That doesn't mean we mutter ourselves all the avarice and we just say, yeah, well, you know, I'm not. No, it means our godless may not come where we want it to come from. It's coming from other areas. You still have to generate kedusha. You still have to do what you can do. But when you look at what you're doing and you look around and you see what people before you, you get a little bit of Chalisha Sadas. Yeah. But he never had to do what I had to do. He never had to face the nisoinus, the horrible, terrible, difficult nisoinus that we have to go through. That's the Zeh tafkideinu bedora zeh. Gam im einenu matzlichim legeh ledalgas hadoyres hakoid min ba'aseh toiv. If you can, for good, go. You should want to be greater than Rabbi Lashon. Avani, you should yearn for that and strive for that. Aval, if you don't get to be as great as the generations before us in Aset Toiv, Lumazois Sumera Yesh Lanu B'Shefera. You're not short of opportunities on a day-to-day basis from the Sumera. Yeah.
Sumera, the best. Things it's to make Tarsetov because if someone is all the time is no, it is easier to make something good.
100%. That's why Orav Ram exists. Yeah, exactly. They just close down Orav Ram. We go back to your homes and sit there and struggle with the Nisraelis. Yeah. No. Yeah. I think there has to be an Asetov.
Yeah.
Afachad lo ama, get rid of the Asetov. The best thing that will help you struggle with the Sumera is going to be the Torah Vada.
Yeah.
It says if the Yetzer drives you mad, slip him into the Beis Midrash. That's what I'm buying from us in the business. My eight are it gets great.
Yeah, we say someone is not busy.
100%. Those are the techniques, the processes. Yeah. How do you go about building tools and building skills? 100%. Person can sit and instead of looking at the screen, he can say to people to heal him or he can, yeah, but nachon. That's going to be the best tool you've got. Yeah. But when you're not feeling matzliach in the aset toiv, what happens? You run to the schmutz. No, that's where you're going to become great. This chesed in koine anikem b'malaseni v'chidel pnei adoyros v'neeman v'emuna shleim v'beikuzam reisim v'sud zeh ne'akol. We'll finish this tomorrow, and then we'll have finished the first sefer. We'll have finished just one thing. There's a big moment. Tomorrow, look, if I wasn't feeling sick yesterday, we would have finished it today. Anyway. Tomorrow we start Vein Odom Lamokum, that's called Shah Shani, which is Sefer Shani, that's Yitzchok. And there we'll focus more on Imbuda Betokan and the Sugi of Kabbalah, which is Surim Ba'av. That's a big one. Okay, that's a short carry on tomorrow.
Second.
That's a big milestone. Just 1 second, Ramaneshi. Have a safe trip, and we look forward to seeing you back soon. Travel safe. All the best.